Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Wednesday, we're going to need some answers. And I know nobody's going to want to talk about this game up there. Tough. We need some answers.
Yeah, look, if you are protecting your player, is Kirk Cousins injured? We just looked during the commercial break, just take behind the curtain real quick. We were just looking at that Kirk Cousins throw where he's trying to, like, just literally, like, aim it, lob it into Mooney when he's got Bijan trailing underneath. And you got basically, London could have maybe had a hand on it too. But everyone's converging on that spot, basically by the goalpost. There was no way that ball could ever be completed to a Falcon.
No.
And just, if Kirk Cousins is making these decisions, and Carl and I looked during the commercial break, went back and looked at his other years. 21, he's 33 touchdowns and 7 picks. He has never had a 3-game stretch in the last 5 years, anything like what we're seeing right now.
All right. And by the way, the only way you get uncomfortable or get, you know, back to being comfortable is you got to start making some plays. Because you're going to stay in this mindset, Mike. And then when you're in a mistake mindset, you get, you know what happens, right? You get nervous and then you don't want to throw the football. Like, there's so many things that play out. And you're going to tell me, well, he's a vet. It's not going to happen. Would anybody suspect that he's not throw a touchdown for 3 weeks?
No. I mean, guys, 0 touchdowns, 6 picks. Just one final note on that. If your guy is having a bad day, Zach, run the damn ball.
Yes.
Run it, run it, run it. And then high percentage stuff. You know, wheel routes, maybe run a screen. Just get the ball in the Bijan's hands and let's go to work.
All right, man. We got more to get to. Let's hand out some game balls, no balls. Let's start with our own Kirk Cousins. 4 picks. You already know. No balls.
No balls.
And let's give a game ball to our defense. We didn't win the game, but damn, those adjustments in the second half really shut down that Charger offense. And again, guys, when I tell you they only went for 187 total yards and rookie wide receiver Ladd McConkey had 117 of those, it tells you how much was of that in the first half, how much they were relying on him. Game ball to our defense, man. Stepping up.
Game balls.
5 sacks, Mike. We said it. Ellis, Evacady right. Had 2. Onyemata, Kentavious Street. All these guys, man, big kudos for all the conversation we've been saying. We're close. I don't know if we'll have another 5-game sack, you know, 5-sack game for the rest of the season, but this felt good.
Right, and we know that you get the turnover and you get 6 off it. Look, I get it. Coach Raw told you on Wednesday that he was going to, you know, maybe do something aggressive. This is a team that doesn't allow scores on the first drive. I would have just deferred. I think everybody in the state, he was kind of like, really? Okay. I mean, like, almost pays off, and unfortunately you can't hit pay dirt. Kirk throws behind Darnell Mooney. We got to settle for a missed coup field goal.
Yeah, we can second guess it.
That throw to Mooney, I don't know what's worse. You could argue the throw behind Mooney was as bad as any of the interceptions.
Yeah, but taking the football, Mike, if we get the 3, doesn't look as bad at the end of the game.
Right.
Right? He said to us Wednesday, last week, I'm thinking about some things, including taking the football. His whole principle there was, we can't be timid and be worried about getting the football in the second half when we're getting off the slow starts.
Right.
So I got to get the ball and go down and at least get some points on the board. We were there, and then our damn field goal kicker. Give me a no balls for Koo, by the way. No balls.
No balls.
Start making these damn field goals, Koo. We should have had 3 on the board. Put 3 on the board at the end of this game. What's this game look like?
Yeah. Different. It's completely different dynamic. You can kick a field goal to win it. If he's got a hip injury, like if he's hurt, then you got to bring in another kicker. Okay, just like with Cousins, if there's a physical ailment, if there's something preventing you from doing your job, okay, you know, it's flimsy, but at least it's plausible, right? Plausible. There's an excuse there.
It is plausible. Let me hear Josh Allen, Big O. He talks about the TD lateral we heard earlier from Amari Cooper, and then he talks about clinching the AFC East with five games to play. Bills and Josh Allen get a game ball.
Game balls.
It's got to be up there. I wish he got credited for something there, an assist or a passing touchdown, but again, I kind of threw a bad ball, so I was just kind of chasing it. It was kind of tipped around. He made a heck of a catch. Yeah. I threw it. It was just kind of sticky hand, and I just kind of chased the ball just to be there, and we made eye contact, and
that's what it was, yeah.
He just pitched it. It's a good feeling. This one feels a little bit different. You know, this early in the season, we still got five games left. So the cool thing about it, like, you get to go out there, we get to go out there, and we get to play free, right? There's really no repercussions for what we're doing, but at the same time, we're chasing the one seed. We understand that, we know that, and we got to keep getting better each and every week. So, but it's going to be fun. I mean, to go out there and play free and play relaxed and play loose, I think that could be a dangerous team.
Born free. Hey, man, that's the vibe. That's the attitude. When you're hearing that looseness, right? The coolness and the confidence.
You are. And it's funny. He's talking about Amari Cooper there when he's like, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. We saw eye to eye.
By the way, that snow up there is insane. Lake effect. We all know about lake effect snow, but I mean, that really truly was the winter wonderland. I love how all the folks in the neighborhood come down and shovel out the stadium. Wild.
$20 an hour. If you want to go do it. And the only reason I know that is because I had people call from Buffalo yesterday saying, we're playing, this is not a big deal. And I'm like, anywhere else, this thing is shut down. And they're like, yeah, we're at the stadium right now. $20 an hour for anybody. Right. That's how they operate, to go and shovel snow at the stadium.
That is funny. One of the folks we were neighbors with down in Naples, they had to fly back. They opened up the house for the down in Florida. They were flying back for the game. I'm like, flying back? There's like a 1 in 5 chance the plane's even going to land. It's amazing how, you know, to come home and just be, I couldn't imagine wrapping my head around 3 feet of snow. When you get a blizzard, when you were a kid in Texas or New York, that's like a once in a decade
lifetime
type thing.
Yep.
Where you get looking at 3 feet of snow. They call that a Thursday.
404-726-0929, handing out some game balls, no balls along the way. Let's give Aaron Rodgers no balls. What a disaster of a season. Mm. No balls, Aaron Rodgers.
No balls.
And I've been saying
I've been
this
in the darkness.
Yeah.
You got to go in there.
I've been saying, Mike, they can't bring him back. Right?
I can't imagine. I mean, because you're going to have a new – here's the thing. A new coach, a new breath of fresh air at the Jets facility, and you're going to have this pathological, egotistical black hole. He knows a lot about darkness because he is a black hole. He sucks all joy and life out of it. And so that's – yeah, I think you got to move on. I know
it's disappointing.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. Oh, nobody, I think, has become more unlikable in the last 2 years. I mean, the injury aside, than what Aaron Rodgers has put out there on audio tape.
No doubt about it. Hey, let's give a game ball. Didn't think we'd be doing this to Russell Wilson. 404 yards.
Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think here about this being that kind of game for him to have to throw for that many yards. But I'm thinking back, Mike, when's the last time we saw him do this? Seattle. Man, it's been Seattle. When the last time you saw Russ.
Never happened. Well, he actually had decent stats in Denver, but no one remembers the fact that he had 28 touchdowns that year.
Totally agree. So Steelers win against the Bengals, and again, 3 touchdowns, 404 yards for Russ, 29 of 38. That's a really good day at the office. Game ball.
Game balls.
Now, Steelers 9-3. We talk about the divisions and who looks good. Well, let's reset this, Mike, real quick. Because, yes, we're upset. Yes, we are disappointed in the way this team is playing and responding right now. They still have time to turn it around, and hopefully they do. But the reality of it is, Mike, Eagles are 10-2, right? They're going to win the NFC East. Washington is a playoff team, in my opinion. But where they are and where they'll be slotted, we'll see. The Lions, obviously, are going to win the NFC North. They're looking at home field, and so are the Eagles. We'll see who ultimately gets it throughout the playoffs.
Right.
We are still in front of the NFC South because of what we did in the division. And then you have the Seahawks. Surprise, surprise. Not the Rams, not the 49ers, but the Seahawks, who, again, you guys remember, they came in here and beat us.
That's another tiebreaker. Again, if by chance we finish with 9 wins. The other thing is, you know, I was talking to a couple guys earlier, they're like, you're just upset you're going to lose some money. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little upset I'm going to lose some money. I bet the 9.5. I bet the over this year in Vegas on the Falcons. You know, once Cousins came in, the over went to 9.5. We really, I mean, and we don't just sit here like, ooh, I really thought in my heart of hearts 10 wins was going to be, I didn't say easy, Carl, but I thought it was pretty bankable. And now we got to go 4-1 to get to 10 wins.
Well, remember at the beginning of the season when the schedule release happened, everybody was like, oh, y'all got the easiest schedule in the league. Do we? Did we?
Well, the Broncos, see, there's always a surprise team. The Broncos were one of those teams which obviously kind of rose up. Guys, the way that Bryce Young is playing with confidence, who's to say they couldn't come here and beat us in the last game of the season if we don't score any points?
I agree. It's a dangerous game. Here we are again looking at the Carolina Panthers being a top five pick and potentially ruining our season.